It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show and Mike Bomley from Sunlight Volunteer Ski Patrol here with us again. The annual spring rite of passage for people in much better physical shape than I am. The Defiance Challenge up at Sunlight on Friday, March 3rd. So happy winter, Mike.
Happy winter, Gabe. It's been a good one.
Absolutely. Have I ever asked you what your favorite run is on Sunlight, by the way? I'm just curious.
I don't think you have, but my favorite run is one of the runs in the challenge, and there's probably a lot of people that might disagree with me, but my favorite run on the hill is Perry's Plunge. And part of the reason is Perry's Plunge is kind of like three runs in one. It's got trees at the top, it's got a little gully in the middle, and it's got a chute at the bottom. So that's my favorite run.
And it's right off of one of the runs that I actually – that's within my skill level, if I remember right, on the on the east side of the mountain.
Grizzly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought so. By the way, the Defiance Challenge happens all on expert terrain at Sunlight Mountain Resort. So if you're up at Sunlight on Friday the 3rd and it doesn't seem like there's a lot of activity but a lot of cars in the parking lot, that's why.
That's why. We do the challenges, 40 runs on our double black terrain. New for this year, we're going to throw in a challenge light, which will be for people who maybe aren't in that kind of condition that want to go ski on the green and blue runs. And you'll do it as a team. But we're trying to raise money for the Volunteer Ski Patrol. And then 50% goes to the Ski Patrol, and then 50% goes to a beneficiary. And this year's beneficiary is Dave Repsher, who was a flight nurse on the St. Anthony's helicopter out of Frisco that went down last year, and the pilot died.
In the parking lot.
Yeah, and Dave was burned over 90% of his body, but the guy he's still fighting almost 2 years later.
You lived in Summit County for a long time, Mike.
I did.
Did you know him personally?
I didn't know him personally. We put the word out for beneficiaries amongst all patrols in the country. And his name kept coming back from the Copper and the A-Basin and Breck patrols.
And that's something that we've talked about a number of times. Ski Patrol is similar to other public safety agencies. There's a bit of a brotherhood or sisterhood, if you will, between other folks in the same type of work as you.
Camaraderie, friendly competition. Yeah, there is. You know, there's definitely a lot of great people that work in all the rescue organizations.
Right. If folks would like to register for the Defiance Challenge, what should they do?
www.sunlightskipatrol.com. If you go to there, there will be a link to Defiance Challenge where you can get signed up, and it's a whole lot better to sign up early than to have to do it in the morning. If you plan on doing it, the challenge itself is from 7 to 5, but everyone needs to be there at 6 because we have a safety meeting and make sure everybody's waiver is done. It's teams of two, so you do need a partner, skiing or snowboarding. It's a lot of fun.
Again, 40 runs, 10 hours, 2 lifts, 1 partner. That's kind of the recurring, I don't know if you'd call it a slogan, but those have been the requirements ever since I've been having the conversation
right.
About the Defiance Challenge anyway.
And
what about the Challenge Light?
The Challenge Light, you know, is just we had a lot of people who want to do it, but they're like, you know, I just can't ski 10 hours on that kind of terrain. And I think what really has pushed us to do this is our beneficiary. I mean, we're obviously trying to raise money for Dave. He's recovering pretty well from his burns, but he's on dialysis 5 days a week right now, waiting on a kidney. So his wife and their house is in Silverthorne, being all set up so he can live there. But right now they're in Aurora at CU Med Center 5 days a week getting dialysis. So it's been a rough go for him.
So you're trying to find a way to involve more people.
Absolutely.
is the entry fee light as well, or is it the same entry fee for either one of the challenges?
The entry fee is light for the light. We're going to do $100 for the light. And keep in mind, it goes to a good cause.
Right. And that's $100 per person?
Per team.
Per team. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a pretty good deal. And you get dinner with that. And so dinner and drinks, a couple drinks.
And again, the challenge light involves the blue and all of the blue and green runs on the mountain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not going to be the challenge. We stick to you got to ski all 40 runs, and we're pretty specific about it. The challenge light, I think, is just to get more people out there. It's an opportunity for them to ski 10 hours, and for us to make more money for Dave.
Gotcha. Speaking of blue and green runs, did you hear this, Mike? I think it was this week or maybe over the weekend, Ute was voted as one of the most scenic beginner runs in the country.
You know, I like to ski over on Perry's Plunge and the steep stuff, but I won't lie to you. I love skiing Ute. It's a green run, but it's nice and rolly, and the view – I mean, I go to Mike Ferguson's service up there on Sundays for church, and the view there is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back into Babish and up towards 4 Mile Park and whatnot.
Sure, absolutely. It's one of my all-time favorites. Had spent a lot of time on Ute over the years with my dad when I was a kid, and now with my kids. So, again, that is an option this year. If folks maybe are always looking for some extra skiing or snowboarding time, before the lifts typically open and a little bit after. So it's 7 to 5 on Friday, March 3rd. Again, the safety meeting starts at 6 o'clock on Friday the 3rd.
Right, so you need to be there at 6.
And that's when everybody needs to be there. And you're saying that registering ahead of time helps because you're going to need to – it's just one more thing you're going to have to do in that hour.
Right, in that hour before. And this the start of this year's race is going to be pretty cool too. We got the helicopter from Valley View going to be up there, and they're going to do a flyover as we start, and we do a Grand Prix start. So the skis are up skis and snowboards are up the hill. Everybody lines up at the bottom, and then when the 2-pound bomb goes off on the ridge, it's on for 10 hours.
You've always started off with the. Typically, you use those for avalanche control, right? Isn't that what the 2-pound bomb, I mean?
Yeah, that's it.
We'll take a quick break, come back and visit a little bit more about Sunlight Ski Patrol with Mike in a minute. Again, if you would like to support Sunlight Ski Patrol and the family of Dave, say his last name again.
Rapture,
okay. I was trying to make it more complicated than that, and I didn't remember. So if you'd like to help support the family, Dave Rapture's family, again, he was involved in that horrible helicopter crash at Frisco Medical Center in the parking lot. The pilot was killed. It was a fiery thing. We saw all the pictures on the TV news. 50% of the money that's raised from the Defiance Challenge this year goes to him and his family. 90% of his body he had burns. It's a miracle that he's still alive.
You know, things happen in mysterious ways, and it just so happens his wife was a burn nurse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, if you'd like to sign up, just go to sunlightskipatrol.com for the full Defiance Challenge on expert terrain. It's $150 for per team. And for Challenge Light, which you can ski blue and green runs right up my alley, it's $100 per team. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Mike from Sunlight Ski Patrol. It's time for their annual Defiance Challenge. How many years has this been going on?
This is number 6 already.
Time flies, doesn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Again, this is an all-day thing.
It is.
40 runs, 10 hours, 2 lifts, and 1 partner.
Yes.
For safety, as well as you got somebody to ride up the lift with.
You got somebody to ride the lift with, and you get a lot of lift rides. We had a new record set last year. The winners did 45 last year, and the previous was 44. And, I mean, you think about it, that's a lot. One run is a lot because you've got a 10-minute lift ride in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you've gained actually 10 minutes on anybody who's done it before.
You mentioned that dinner is included with the Defiance Challenge in the lodge afterward.
It is for participants, yes.
Plus you have an award ceremony as well, right?
We do, and we got a bunch of great gifts. silent auction is a big thing, too. If you don't want to ski and you want to help Dave out, help the ski patrol out, we've got some great great items in the silent auction. Vicki Rickle, who works for the Sheriff's Department, does a great job of putting that on for us.
And anybody can participate in the silent auction. It'll be ongoing throughout the day, right?
It will be. It'll be going it'll be going from the time we start in the morning, and it closes at 7 in the evening. And we have dinner in the lodge. It's right in there, so everybody can look through there. There's some really great stuff.
And will the lodge be open to the general public as well, even
Absolutely.
During the award ceremony?
Okay. Oh, yeah. We want to get as many people as we can to come to this and support us and to support Dave.
So dinner is provided for participants, and anyone can participate in that silent auction. Again, 50% of the money that's raised on Friday the 3rd goes to Sunlight Volunteer Ski Patrol, and the other 50% goes to the family of Dave Repture.
Yep.
By the way, we're talking during the break. You mentioned that there is a website set up for him on, it's a CareBridge. So
Caring Bridge.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
CaringBridge.org. And then if you search for Dave, R-E-P-S-H-E-R,
yep,
you can also make a donation directly to
the Repture family.
Yeah. And again, he was a flight nurse with, is it Lifeguard or Care Flight?
Care Flight, I believe.
Okay. Care Flight at Frisco Medical Center. I mean, it was all over the news about a year ago.
Yeah.
And I forget exactly what happened. The bottom line is a helicopter crashed in the parking lot in this huge fiery crash. The pilot was killed.
Yep.
Dave was burned over 90% of his body.
90% of his body.
And lived and is still fighting.
He is.
You said 5 days a week.
5 days a week down at CU Medical Center in Aurora, getting dialysis because he's waiting on a kidney, but... the guy is a fighter, and his wife is just an amazing, amazing lady.
You mentioned that you don't know him personally, but you have a lot of common friends. Talk about the conversation when you talked to Dave's wife and you told her that you were thinking about making them the beneficiary of this year's Defiance Challenge.
Yeah, as much as I like skiing this event, probably the best part of it is meeting the beneficiaries, the people that we reach out and help. And my conversation with her was very emotional. I was in tears. She was in tears talking about Dave's story. But she was just really touched that people who don't know them would step up and try and help them. And I said, well, you know, we put this out to every patrol in the country if they know anybody that needs some help. And their name kept coming up. The people I knew over at Copper Mountain and Arapaho Basin from the patrols over there kept saying, you need to do it for Dave. So that's how it came up.
And in a lot of ways, that's kind of what Dave did for a living. I'm a flight nurse on a medical helicopter. You're kind of helping people you've never met before.
The guy spent his life trying to help people. And before he was a flight nurse, he was a patroller at Copper. And the people that know him over there were like, he was just such a natural leader and a great teacher of how I could do my job better. So it's cool that we can help them out.
Talk a little bit about Ski Patrol now. Ski Patrol is a mostly volunteer organization. If I remember right, there are some paid staff during the week, but on weekends it's mostly volunteers.
It's all paid staff during the week, and I want to say there's probably 14 people on the paid staff. They work a different amount of hours. A lot of people do a day or two a week, and then we have a few people that do 4 or 5 days a week. So it's paid staff Monday through Friday, and then it's volunteer on the weekend. And we rely on our volunteers a lot because, I mean, Saturdays every week is the busiest day of the week. And Sunday's pretty close to – Sundays and Fridays are about the same for the next busiest day of the week because the Down Valley kids are out of school on Fridays. Mm-hmm. But we rely on our volunteers to not only ski patrol, but we're involved in all the special events. So it's interesting. It's challenging. And we're always looking for smart, hardworking people to join the volunteers.
It is a commitment, though.
It
even
is.
Though it's a volunteer thing, that does not mean that you just sign up and you hit the mountain.
You show up whenever?
Yeah, right, exactly.
No, it's not like that. No, you have a schedule. And basically it comes down to you work, you pick one day on your weekend, Saturday or Sunday, and you work 3 weekends a month. So you basically get – you still get a weekend off a month during the wintertime, but it's a I want to say it's a 13-day commitment this year. You also get credit for the day of your medical refresher, and then there's an on-hill refresher before the season opens, which is just basic procedures in the first aid room, how to, you know, where the oxygen's stored, where everything's stored, protocols there. So,
and those are ongoing requirements. That doesn't even address what it takes to even become
right.
a member.
The first year's pretty rough because you gotta get through medical class, and it's outdoor emergency care, which is pretty similar to an EMT course, just geared more towards out in the field. The book you get's about 800 pages, and you go through it all, and you do that in about 11 weeks from like August to November. So we're always looking for people to do that. We've had some really good luck with some of our young adults, and we're always looking for young adults to come into the patrol. And the requirement there is that you're a strong skier or snowboarder, and you're 15 before the winter starts. So basically 15 before December 1st.
You were telling me, speaking of young people being involved with Ski Patrol, when we were doing our little pre-interview, I was kind of writing down a couple notes. You mentioned that you've got a few young people on the mountain that will go on to, I don't want to say bigger and better, but they're really being successful.
Some really successful kids. You know, we kind of got on the discussion with the millennials. And now
it was all positive,
said,
folks.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. And I said, well, we've really got some great millennials that have come through the patrol. And I mean, one went on to be a physician's assistant. We've got another one that's working on being a nurse, another one in nursing school. Some really great kids. The young adults, one of the things that helps them with is they get that volunteer time that colleges are looking for. And they have medical skills so that when they get to college, a lot of them are getting free room and board being resident advisors in the dorms because they have medical skills.
That sounds like a win-win to me.
I'm pretty excited. My daughter's going to be 15 next fall, and she's going to be in the young adult program and big year learning her medical skills, and we're pretty excited about it.
Again, you said that you have to be a strong skier or a snowboarder, and by strong you mean you have to be able to navigate all of the territory on the mountain, right?
Yeah, and you know, and we're more than happy if it's something you're considering, stop in at the top of the mountain on the weekend, and we'd love to go skiing with you. We kind of do a ski-off at the end of the year anytime, and we just go evaluate where people's skiing levels are. The cool thing about that is we get Joe Sims and Dan Sprick, who run the ski school up at Sunlight, to come out and evaluate and give people pointers. And, I mean, these are the guys that do that for a living. And, I mean, I've skied for 30 years, and I still go out and ski with those guys at least once a year because I'm always working on trying to be smoother and better.
Reminds me when we used to go skiing in school. I doubt it was either one of those guys because it's been a while.
Right.
But they'd always have us ski down the mountain in front of them, and then they'd decide by what they saw which class you belonged in.
Right, exactly. The breakup.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. Again, you can help support Sunlight Ski Patrol by participating in the Defiance Challenge, or just stop by the lodge on Friday, March 3rd, and bid on those silent auction items. Again, anybody can bid on the silent auction. If you'd like to participate in the Defiance Challenge or Defiance Challenge Lite, just go to sunlightskipatrol.com, and it is recommended that you sign up in advance. Plus, if you would like to talk more about becoming a member of Sunlight Volunteer Ski Patrol, you can learn more at sunlightskipatrol.com, or as Mike said, just stop by up at the top, right there where it says, I forget what the sign says, it says Ski Patrol, welcome,
Ski Patrol.
Come on in, or something
welcome.
Like that.
Sunlight Ski Patrol, yep, and that's patrol headquarters is at the top of the mountain.
You also cook hamburgers and stuff like that up there too, don't you, from
you know,
time to time?
Occasionally we'll barbecue up top, you bet. then the other thing that's going to happen on the 4th of March is we've got Safety Day, which used to be Melanoma Awareness Day, but that's, I don't know, Safety Day sounds better, I think. And then we've also got National Day, so we've got patrollers from all over the country. Ski Patrol National Days is at Sunlight March the 4th, so we're looking forward to that as well.
That's very cool. We should talk a little bit more about that.
Okay.
And we'll do that when we come back.
Okay.
You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're visiting with Mike Bomley from Sunlight Volunteer Ski Patrol. I'm not sure I've ever asked how you got involved in Ski Patrol.
Wow. Okay. It's an interesting story because I'd worked in the ski business a bunch, and then I started my own business because I had children. And then I saw an ad in the classifieds that they needed ski patrollers. And, I mean, I'd worked as a snowmaker, a groomer, a ski instructor, had convinced myself that I never really wanted a ski patrol because I didn't like blood and guts and that kind of thing. And a couple different experiences in my life made me realize that when I was thrown into those blood and guts situations, I didn't freak out. I focused on trying to help the person. It was after the ambulance left with that person, I was like Scooby-Doo, like, oh, my God, did you see that? Could you believe that? You know, and I realized I was pretty good at, in the moment, dealing with it. And that's, I saw the ad, and I called our local veterinarian, Marguerite Flett, who was heading up the medical program at that time, and she convinced me to take the medical class, and that's how I got started.
How many years ago was that?
12.
And the rest, as they say?
Is history.
Again, if you would like to talk about becoming a member, all you have to do is stop by up at the top of the Primo lift at Sunlight.
Or go to the website, www.sunlightskipatrol.com.
And you can learn more there. Again, it is a commitment.
It is.
Initially as well as on an ongoing basis, but very rewarding. Would you agree with that, Mike?
I would agree that it's very rewarding. I mean, we ski patrol, and we put a lot of time and effort into ski patrol from roughly October through April, but, you know, we still get together a few times during the summer. We do a rafting trip in the summer. Mm. We get together. We have some folks that like to shoot guns, so we have a shoot. You know, not everybody on the patrol is all gung-ho about guns, but the ones that are get together. So we have a lot of activities that we do together, and it's a great, diverse group of people that all have the thing in common of trying to help other people.
You mentioned that Ski Patrol is involved in all of the special activities, the special days that occur at Sunlight Mountain Resort.
Special events, yeah.
Like the Special Olympics was there this year,
you
for
bet.
Instance.
That was a great day. I mean, what a great day that is, the Special Olympics, and to see people come out and that are challenged and just have the time of their lives and be happy and have that ear-to-ear smile is so cool.
Absolutely. We were actually up there that day.
Nice.
That's the day I was
so windy
telling you about earlier. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What other things does Ski Patrol do that maybe is not as visible? I know that you keep an eye on avalanche danger and that kind of thing as well.
We do,
right?
But I mean also the signage on the mountain, the rope closures to keep people safe. All that is part of our job. Going out and talking to people, seeing how that, you know, making sure that they're having a good quality experience. I mean, because that's what we need to do at Sunlight. We're a small kind of mom and pop ski area, but we gotta have good customer service to keep people coming back.
Again, the Defiance Challenge happens on Friday, March 3rd. Need to be there by 6 in the morning on Friday the 3rd because there's a safety meeting and have to make sure that all the forms are signed and
right.
That kind of thing, the waivers, if you will. Then you'll ski from 7 until 5.
Right.
The full Defiance Challenge is on expert terrain. Then Defiance Light, if you will, happens on the blue and green
over
runs on,
you.
On the mountain. Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Yep.
I could keep doing that over and over and over again.
Come on up.
Maybe go and ride the Segundo lift up to White River.
Sure.
Take it down, you know.
I like White River.
White River and Columbine.
I
love the runs on that side of the mountain. Then if you want to change it up, you run Grizzly and Sun King.
I think my daughter was 5, I think, and we were skiing over there on a Sunday afternoon on Columbine one day, and it was me and her, and there was nobody there. And I was like, man, how great is this? I can go skiing with my daughter, and we got the whole run to ourselves.
Yep, absolutely. Maybe the Ute cutoff or something.
I like the Ute cutoff is short, but that's another one I like.
Mm-hmm. It's another one. I haven't quite gotten there on the snowboard, but I do like it on the skis.
Nice.
It's a little bit easier on skis for me.
Mm-hmm.
Still learning, as I think you would appreciate.
Absolutely.
And then we talked about Saturday, March 4th, is what is now called Safety Day. So originally started as Melanoma Awareness Day.
Yes.
And I wish I could remember the guy's name who that was in honor of. Skied sunlight every day of the year for a number of years. Sadly was diagnosed with melanoma and had succumbed to it within a year.
Yeah.
And so that's when Melanoma Awareness Day at Sunlight started, and now Safety Day, which makes sense because maybe a little bit broader emphasis on
it
just
is
overall
a broader
safety.
Emphasis, and we're going to have some other things going on that day. Just, you know, one of the things that we've got our Beacon Park up and running that's just above the top of the Tercero Lift, bottom skier's right-hand side of Sun King. And, you know, so that's one of the things. You can go in there with your Beacon and practice. We'll have somebody there that day to educate people on how to run a Beacon. If you haven't done it, don't be afraid to stop by and come get a Beacon and learn how to use it.
For those of you that we're talking about avalanche beacons,
yes.
Right? The personal safety. Okay.
Exactly. And even if you don't plan on venturing into someplace, it's good to know how to use one to find somebody if you need to. So, you know, that type of thing, learning about signs and closures and just basic safety concepts that you use when you're skiing or snowboarding that seem like common sense to the folks that have grown up skiing around here. But, you know, don't stop right over a roll where it's blind, you know, stopping where you're visible, just little safety things to keep you safe around the slopes.
And you mentioned that Saturday the 4th is also National Ski Patrol Day?
It's National Ski Patrol Day, so there'll be patrollers from all over the country up there on Saturday. And
so the safest mountain in the country.
It'll be the safest mountain in the country that day for sure. But, no, it's a big deal. And it was at Ski Cooper forever because – and they went to Ski Cooper because it was so close to the old Camp Hale.
Up
the
on 10th. Battle Mountain, yeah.
Yeah, it was so close to you know where the 10th Mountain Division trained. Mm-hmm. But Ski Cooper kind of let that go a few years back. So it's kind of been bouncing around. Last year it was at Powderhorn. This year it's at Sunlight. And so we're excited about it.
Is it a convention as well? Or what's involved?
What's involved is a bunch of people showing up to ski and then get together and at the end of the day, après ski and tell fish stories, I suppose.
About the one that got away? Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
In this context, anyway.
Yeah, it's bad if they get away from you in ski patrol.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Again, if you would like to help support Sunlight Ski Patrol and the family of Dave Repsher, again, who is a flight nurse for Frisco, Summit Careful. County Care Flight.
Yeah.
Remember that fiery crash about a year ago in the parking lot of Summit Medical Center in Frisco.
Mm-hmm.
The pilot was killed, who was an experienced, well-known,
yes.
well-liked pilot.
Yep.
You know, it just goes to show you never can tell what's going to happen on any given day. But pilot was killed, and Dave was burned over 90% of his body, still going through serious medical issues, but fighting.
Yep.
And half the money that is raised at the Defiance Challenge this year will go to his family.
He's pretty motivated to get out of Aurora that day and show up. And I'm like, you do not need to worry about that. You need to get better. But he's pretty determined to show up that day.
Really? So you think a special guest appearance may
Man,
be
that
possible?
Would be the, I'm just what, if he does, I'm just hoping he's there in the morning when we get the flyover from Valley View.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Classic Lifeguard, of course, which has been stationed at Valley View. They've had the Valley View operation for it's been about a year as well.
I tell you what, we did helicopter training a week ago with those guys, and boy, our pilot's a local guy here, and he's. He can fly that bird.
Again, if you'd like to help support Sunlight Volunteer Ski Patrol, participate in the Defiance Challenge. It's $150 per team. That's for the expert, the full Defiance Challenge or Challenge Light, $100 per team, and that would involve the blue and the green runs, more along my speed, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep the moguls to yourself. I'll take the nice... nice, smooth runs.
I like it all. Like I say, I can have a great time skiing on Ute all day long.
And you are a skier too, right? No snowboard yet?
I snowboarded three quarters of one day one time. Unfortunately, I had an accident years ago where I fractured my coccyx, my tailbone.
And not great for learning how to ski snowboard. Yeah.
And then I just came to the epiphany of, why would I put myself through this learning curve again?
I'll tell you what, the second day is much easier.
Okay.
I actually, last time we went, I decided I was going to ski because it had been so long and I wasn't sure about the snow conditions. My body's like, what are you doing? Why are my feet not strapped together? What's going on here? So yeah. You can learn new tricks. Trust me.
I'm an old dog.
Mike, all the best. It's great to see you.
All right. You too. Thank you for everything you do, Gabe.
Stay safe out there. Again, the website is sunlightskipatrol.com if you'd like to learn more about joining Ski Patrol or if you'd like to sign up for the Defiance Challenge. Again, it is recommended you do it in advance because the schedule is kind of tight on Friday morning.
It is. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. For all you do. It's a heck of a lot more than I do, trust me. I sit in a nice warm studio all day long, and I don't have to see any of the things you were talking about earlier.
Okay.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.